See, I'm right with God because He made me right.
Amen.
You ever thought about this? That the second that you stop breathing on this earth, you're going to be in the presence of the Lord? And watch this, this is so true. Jesus said, the only way that you come to the Father is through me. Why? Because the only righteousness that will be allowed in heaven is His.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on, come on, come on. So when I go to meet before Him, I'm not going to go, He's not going to go, well, you know those old cartoons and everything where St. Peter's at the gate and he's going over the list, the checklist. It's funny, but there's religious systems built on that.
Yes, there is.
In other words, if you do this and you do that and you do this, but if you do this and you do this, there's religious systems built on that. But it's absolutely incorrect and absolutely anti-gospel.
Yes, come on.
Because the gospel is, He who knew no sin became sin for me, that I might be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So the second that I pass from this earth and I go into the presence of God, He's going to say, you belong here.
Amen.
In fact, you don't know it, but you've been here all the time since you made Jesus the Lord of your life.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And the kingdom of God that's within you is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. I've told many of you this story before, and it's just a short testimony. I love reading the stories of people that have heavenly experiences. I don't base anything of my belief on those, because anything outside of this that doesn't line up with this, you need to flush. Thank you for your enthusiasm, right? This is the Word of God. There are books that have been written about the Word of God, and some of them are excellent, but some of them are not.
Yeah.
And any of them that take away from this need to be thrown out.
That's right.
Right? But this declares to me that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So I had been saved. I don't know how long I've been saved, just a little while, because it was a long time ago that I had this. And I remember, and I don't remember whether it was a dream or whatever, but I was up here in a room and there was a hospital bed down here and my body was in it. And I can remember people scurrying around. At that point, I'd never been in the hospital before, except for my tonsils when I was six. But here I am, right? And I'm suspended over my bed. And all I remember is, I didn't see Jesus' face. I didn't see the light or anything. But this is what I remember. I remember a peace that's unexplainable. I remember a peace that just, I can't even give you. There was just no shame. There was no guilt. There was no condemnation. There was nothing but peace. What was that signifying? Here's what it was signifying. It was signifying that I had been made right with God. And the absence of my soul that's trying to condemn me, the absence of the enemy who's trying to condemn me, will always lead to perfect peace. Peace. What does that signify? That even though I'm not perfect, He was perfect. And when I go up to be in His presence, I'm not going to go to Him in my perfection. I'm going up to Him in His perfection. See, the kingdom of God is within you. And that kingdom looks like this. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's who you are. That's what you have. That's what He's done on the inside of you. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah 54. And I'm going to give you a golden nugget revelation that Isaiah 54 follows Isaiah 53. Isn't that powerful? That's really powerful. But watch this. Isaiah 53 is a description. It's a picture of what the Messiah would accomplish. Isaiah 53 is the very thing that shows Jesus, and that by His stripes we're healed, and that He took on the chastisement of our peace, and He did all of the things. But 54, look, I love it that it's the next door. But look at this in verse 13. 54 and verse 13. All your children shall be taught by the Lord. Don't you love the verse? Now there are teachers in the Word of God. I'm teaching you today. There's an anointed teachers, and this doesn't take away from that. But over and over in the Word of God in the New Testament says, you don't need for any man to teach you, but the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. What does that mean? That my relationship with the Holy Spirit is the very thing that's going to reveal Jesus to me. And I don't need someone else to do it. What I need to do is realize who I am and what He's done, and then walk in the light of that and understand that I can wake up tomorrow, even if I've blown it today, and the Holy Spirit is there to reveal Jesus to me and every bit of His work. Come on, that His blood was enough to cover what I messed up yesterday. His blood was enough to get me through any type of sin or any type of stronghold that the enemy is trying to hold over me. I just have to apply the blood in my heart. I have to renew my mind in the heart. I have to remind myself that He who knew no sin became sin, that I might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In the blood of Jesus, it is a no shame zone. Yeah. Well, let me say that again. In the blood of Jesus is a no shame zone. You may not be perfect yet because you mess up. Welcome to the club. But His righteousness covers my shame. It covers your shame. And watch this. There is no sin that you could commit that can keep you away from the love of God. Zero. Zero. Zip. Because His blood is enough. All right, look at this again. So all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. See, when God is teaching you, He's bringing you to peace. The enemy will bring you to condemnation. Watch this. Verse 14. In righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. I love this phrase, for in righteousness you shall be established. In righteousness you shall be established. What does that mean? That means that's the foundation of everything. That's the foundation of everything. And to be established means that you have credibility in a thing. Like, we just celebrated 30 years of ministry. And you think about that in eternity, that's not a big deal. But for people who've come and gone, and people who've, you know, been here, been there, been wherever, 30 years signifies something. Why? Because you're established. You've been, and your history is that you're going to remain. And so that means that you'll be there tomorrow, next year, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, because you have a history of being established. In righteousness, you've been established. In the righteousness that God has presented before you because of the blood of Jesus and because of the work of Jesus, you're established in His kingdom. Woo! What does that mean? You can't kick me out. You can't disqualify me. You can't tell me that I'm not enough. You can't tell me that if I don't, you know, eat this food or don't drink this way, or if I'm not baptized in this way, or I'm not, because in righteousness, I've been established in His kingdom. If you don't like it, it's tough. I'm sorry for you, not for me. Because I know I've been established in righteousness. This bears repeating because it's so, so right on point. Because in our religious tradition, we want to put people in categories and say, well, this one's really holy, but this one, you know, they need some work and this one is hopeless. Right? But, and I shared this with you before. And I should have brought the clip because it's so good. Alistair Begg did this clip about the thieves on the cross. And the one who said, Jesus, remember me when you get into paradise. And Jesus said, you'll be with me in paradise. So the thief goes up to heaven and goes to an angel and said, why are you here? Or how come you're here? What justifies you for being here? Do you know the Apostles' Creed? Do you know the doctrine of just Noah? Do you know anything about the Old Testament? No. What qualifies for you being here? And the answer was, he said I could come. He said I could come. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. But in righteousness, I'm established. But when I'm established in righteousness, and I really understand and I really stand in it, then oppression shall be far from me. Why? Because the enemy will lie to you to bring you to a place of oppression. But watch this. Jesus has already freed you from it. Why? Because the kingdom of God is within you. And he doesn't allow it. You shall not fear. And Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not. Listen to this. Fear not, for I am with you. Why is he with us? Because we're in him. Fear not, for I am with you. Be thou not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I love that. It's brought me through so many things. Fear not. And there's over 360 verses that deal with fear not, or do not fear, or don't have anxiety, or don't worry. Or there's so many of them. Why? It's because when we understand that we're established in His righteousness, then we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that He's for us. But watch this, that righteousness needs to be established in you. It's in you, but are you yielding to it? Or are you putting it on the back shelf? Come on, it's so important. Yeah. Look at this, verse 15, it says, indeed they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fail for your sake. What's that? How does that apply to us? I don't care what the enemy brings at you. I don't care what the world is doing. I don't care what people are saying about you. I don't care what Christians are saying about you. Because it's established in the very fact that I made Jesus the Lord of my life and He is for me. Now, I'm saying, well, you know, you're saved, so just live your life whatever way you want to live it. That's just stupidity gone to seed. Why? Because sin always brings death. Right? Wrong behavior always brings circumstances. You might get away with it for a year. You might get away with it for 10 years. But at some point, it's going to bring harm to you and harm to others. But watch this. it doesn't disannul the fact that all we have to do is to go to Him, say, Jesus, I need You, forgive me of my sins, and immediately, He forgives you and cleanses you from all your unrighteousness. You don't have to crawl up the hill. You don't have to spend 10 years in sorrow and pain and all of that. But what you do have to do is just to believe that He wants to establish you in His righteousness. Isn't that good? Watch this. Just say this with me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Not because of what I've done. Not because of what I'll do. But because of what He did. And because He did it, I receive it. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Whew, glory to God. Romans chapter 6. In verse 17, listen to what it says. It says, but God be thanked that through you, though you were slave to sins, yet you obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Because you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you are no longer a slave to sin.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
What does that mean? That it can't rule over you unless you allow it to rule over you. I'm not saying that there isn't struggle. I'm not saying that sometimes, you know, to change your life, to change what you're saying, to change what you're thinking, to change what you're feeling, it takes us to renew our minds to what Jesus has already accomplished and to walk in it. Right? I don't know about you, but I grew up with a worrier for a mom. So I was good at worrying. But I was also good at denial. Nothing was ever my fault. Right? And so I grew up in that, but I had to change from that because I knew that that wasn't right. Watch this. Living in denial always keeps you in bondage because there's no freedom because you're not taking responsibility. But God began to deal with me. I mean to tell you, before I got saved and even after I got saved, until God started dealing with me, I never did anything wrong. And if I did something wrong, I had excuses for it. Right? Yeah, boss, I mean, that happened, but it was because of this, or it's because of this shift, or because of that, or because of whatever. And in that, I was a slave to the lie. But God began to deal with me about that. And I started to change. I started taking personal responsibility for things. You see, where I'd lie before to get out of the shame of something that I did, because I was going to fool them, I began to expose myself and trust the righteousness of God in me, and I began to take responsibility. I was working at the shipyard, and I was on this project, and I was doing the job, and it failed. And the boss came down to talk to me about it. And I said, well, I just got to tell you, it's all my fault. I did something wrong and it didn't work, and so I take full responsibility. Now watch, before I would have blamed everything else. I'd have blamed the weather. I'd have blamed somebody who was standing next to me. I'd have blamed any. But I took full responsibility for it. It's all my fault. I take this on me. And it didn't help my evaluation that day. But what it did do is it put favor in the boss's heart, because he knew that he could rely on me because I had integrity. See, denial will make you live a life of slavery. But integrity, you're free. Right? But watch this. I'm no longer a slave to my denial. I'm no longer a slave. I'm free from that. That I can tell you that I messed up. Do whatever I can to help fix that. But at the end of the day, my relationship with God is not based on whether I did right or wrong. My relationship with God is how I apply the blood. Are you with me? He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. We've been set free because of His righteousness from slavery to sin. So if you're fighting with sin, if you're fighting with something, you need to walk around, even if you're doing it, I'm free from slavery. I am free. The blood of Jesus has set me free from the slavery of this sin. I'm trusting Jesus. I'm established in His righteousness. And I declare that sin no longer has a hold of me. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4 and verse 24. We're going to go through these. Watch this. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. I need to get up in the morning and put on the new man rather than living under the bondage of the old man. I need to begin to tell myself that's not who I am anymore. I'm not a liar anymore. Right? I'm not a deceiver anymore. That's not who I am. Who I am is I'm living out of true righteousness and holiness because that's how the new man lives. And watch this. I'm putting on the new man. Watch this. Which was created according to God. Yeah. What is that? I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. My whole identity is in Him. Yeah. I'm established in His righteousness. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. One more and then we'll close. Go to Colossians chapter 1. Verse 21. Listen to this. This is so good because this is everybody's condition that's in the room, that's watching online, that's ever been born since the fall of Adam. And you. You talking to me? Yeah, I'm talking to you. And you who were once alienated, enemies of your mind by your wicked works, yet now He is reconciled. I'm made right with God because of what He did, not because of what I've done. You need to understand that the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. And that kingdom of God is established in righteousness. You are right with God. And when you take that stance, you can say, listen, even if I'm struggling right now, freedom is on the other side of my believing. I don't see myself as defeated. I see myself as more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. My testimony is going to be, I've had a blood disease for all of my life, but Jesus set me free from that blood disease. I can tell you, because she's told me several times, where she had to fight the doctors and the people that were around her. No, I don't have that anymore. Oh no, you need to still be taking this, or you still need to be doing that, or we still need to be taking blood out of you. No, I don't have that anymore. Because Jesus set me free from it. We have to establish ourselves in that righteousness and begin to believe and act like it's in me. I'm not looking for God to save me. He saved me. I'm not looking for God to sanctify me. He sanctified me. I'm not looking for God to make me holy. He's made me holy. I'm not looking for God to make me worthy. He already made me worthy. I'm not looking for God to heal me. He already healed me. I'm not looking for God to provide for me. He already paid the price for my provision. I'm not looking for God to deliver me from shame. He's already delivered me. And that's all on the foundation of being established in the fact that in you is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Did y'all get anything this morning? Hallelujah. 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 Let's pray. Father, I thank you for all of those that are watching online. I thank you, Lord, that everybody in the room. But more than anything, Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that you're here today. And Holy Spirit, I thank you that you're touching hearts in this room, that you've spoken to my heart and to every room, every heart in this room, everybody that's watching online. I just ask you right now, would you reveal yourself to us as you really are, and then reveal us to ourselves as we are in you? I thank you, Lord, for touching men and women. I thank you, Lord, for speaking into their hearts. With your everybody's eyes closed, and just listen to your heart right now. Because here's what I know. Here's what I know. If Jesus physically walked into the room, and he could, but if he did, it wouldn't be any more real than what I'm telling you. He loves you. And he loves you right now. Not based on anything you've done or haven't done. He loves you because he is love. He wants the best for you. He wants to have a relationship with you that's solid. He wants to take over and take all of your cares, take all of your problems, take it all away from you. And it's simply done by believing that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who seek him. So this morning, if you're watching online, you're here in the room, and you felt condemnation, you felt fear, you felt uselessness, you felt like nothing can help me, I'm telling you, the power of the love of God is here to touch you and give you confidence. So right now, in Jesus' name, if you're here and you want prayer for that, everybody's eyes are closed, so no one's looking around. I'm going to pray with you, but I'd like to see your hand. You want prayer for that right now. Could you raise your hand right now? Anybody want prayer? I see that hand. Come on, I see that hand. Anybody else? Come on. I just need God. I just need Jesus to reveal himself to me. I see that hand. I see that hand. Yes, 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 yes. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to dismiss in just a minute, and we're going to have people up here to pray for you, and I want you to come up, but I believe right now, because of the authority of his word, that he's going to touch you right now where you are, all over the room. Those that raised your hands, maybe you should have and you didn't. This prayer still applies to your heart. Watching online, it applies to you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for your love for everybody in the room, everybody online. I thank you that you so loved us that you sent Jesus to us. And we right now, Lord, we declare that we believe that he's the Savior that we need. And we're coming to you with warts and all. We're just coming to you just the way we are. We can't clean ourselves up, Lord, but we thank you that you will help us. You will lead us. You will guide us. And right now, I just thank you that the enemy's strongholds over people are broken in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that your love is being displayed right now in Jesus' name. I thank you for doing a work right now in Jesus' name. Just say this with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you right now just the way I am. You know me, and I know me. You said you wanted me, so I'm presenting myself to you. I need a Savior. His name is Jesus. So I receive him now, in Jesus' name. Take my life and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Again, we're going to dismiss. John's not here, so we don't have the worship team. Oh, so just come on up for prayer. We're going to dismiss. If you need prayer for anything, come up, because the Spirit of God is here to touch you. Come on up. Thank you for joining us. In Jesus' name. Amen.